Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madul. Today, we're talking about certifications. You've seen the ads, earn this certificate and land your dream job in 6 weeks. Or maybe you've scrolled past a dozen shiny badges on LinkedIn. Google Cloud here, AWS there, even Ivy League programs. Certifications are everywhere. But here's the real question. Do they actually help your career? The truth is, some certifications can absolutely be game changers. They can get you noticed, land you interviews, and in some cases, even lead to significant salary bumps. But others, well, they don't pay off at all. So today, we're cutting through the noise. We're going to look at when certifications actually pay off, why prestige doesn't always equal results, how certifications fit into the bigger career picture, and finally, how you can pick the right ones to move your career forward. This is the Tech It For Me podcast. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
All right, let's start with the big picture. Certifications are booming. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that there are over 700,000 non-degree credentials available in the United States alone. That includes digital badges, short online programs, professional certificates, you name it. And people are scooping them up. According to the Burning Glass Institute, the number of people earning non-degree credentials jumped by about one-third in the past decade. That's millions of workers, all hoping to upgrade their resumes and catch an employer's attention. But here's the reality check. Research shows that only about 1 in 8 of these certificates leads to significant pay increases within the first year. Think about that for a second. Millions of people are investing time and money into credentials, but the majority aren't seeing the financial payoff they expected. So should you write them off entirely? No. Because while many don't deliver, the ones that do can really help you stand out. The challenge is figuring out which ones are worth your time. So let's talk about the success stories. One of the biggest areas where certifications consistently prove valuable is cloud computing and data analytics. These are the skills powering today's digital economy, and employers are struggling to hire enough people who know how to manage them. If you've ever searched for jobs on LinkedIn, you've probably noticed how often certifications like AWS Solutions Architect, Microsoft Azure Administrator, or Google Cloud Professional Data Engineer appear in postings. Employers list them because they're shorthand for "this person knows their stuff." I'll give you an example from my own career. I earned the AWS Cloud Practitioner certification a few years back. And I can tell you, it immediately gave me credibility in conversations, even helping me land a leadership role with a previous employer. Even though it's an entry-level cloud certification, it opened doors because it showed I had a foundation in cloud concepts. And more importantly, it gave me the confidence to take on projects that I might not have touched otherwise. So I've seen firsthand how the right certification can change the way people view your skills. And these certifications deliver. For example, surveys show that AWS certified professionals often earn salaries well above the industry average. Data analytics programs like those from Coursa or Google are helping people transition into roles where demand is off the charts. And why? Because these are scarce skills with high employer demand. Companies are moving their infrastructure to the cloud. They're generating terabytes of data, and they desperately need people who can secure it, analyze it, and make sense of it. That's the key. When a certification matches an employer's pain point, it has real value. Now, let's talk about a trap I see far too many people falling into. That is, chasing prestige. The idea goes like this. If I get a certificate from an Ivy League school like Harvard, MIT, or Stanford, that's gotta open doors, right? It sounds logical. These names carry a lot of weight, but the reality doesn't always match the expectation. Take the Harvard Graduate Certificate in Project Management as an example. It's expensive, it's rigorous, and you'd assume employers would be lining up to grab these graduates. But the data tells a different story. The Wall Street Journal found that this program led to just a 3.7% improvement in advancement opportunities and no real increase in salary. That's a pretty disappointing return on investment, considering the cost and the time commitment. And this isn't unique to Harvard. Across industries, you'll find dozens of prestigious programs marketed as career boosters that, in practice, don't translate into higher pay or promotions. Why? Because employers don't hire brand logos, they hire skills. As someone who has led IT teams and hired people myself, I can tell you that when resumes land on my desk, I don't just look for recognizable school names. What really matters is whether the certification proves you can solve a real business problem. Can you migrate systems to the cloud? Can you secure an environment against threats? Can you deliver projects on time? That's what employers are buying, not the name of the school on the certificate. This is where credential inflation comes in. The job market is flooded with degrees and certificates, and the truth is, neither automatically sets you apart anymore. I'll be honest, I don't necessarily care if an applicant has a degree. What I care about is whether they can do the work. Can they solve problems? Can they adapt when technology changes? Can they bring real value to the team? It's the same with certifications. If everyone has one, and it doesn't demonstrate scarce, in-demand skills, it won't help you stand out, no matter how prestigious the program. So here's the lesson. Brand recognition feels good, but relevance wins jobs. Instead of chasing a name for the sake of prestige, focus on certifications that map directly to employer needs. That's how you get real career value. And that brings me to the next point. If prestige alone doesn't guarantee results, what's the true role of certifications? That's where I'm headed next. So, what's the real role of certifications? Well, think of them as evidence, not magic. A certification is proof that you've taken the time to learn a skill, and that matters. It shows initiative, it demonstrates professional development, and it validates knowledge in a way that employers can quickly understand. But here's the part most people don't realize. Certifications don't just impress hiring managers. They also help you get past the gatekeepers, the applicant tracking system, or ATS. Most mid to large companies use ATS software to screen resumes. Before a human ever lays eyes on your application, the system scans it for keywords. If the job description says AWS certified or PMP certification, and those words aren't on your resume, the ATS may never move you forward. That's where certifications come in. They aren't just nice to have, they're often the exact keywords ATS systems are looking for. Having AWS Cloud Practitioner or CompTIA Security Plus on your resume means the system recognizes you as a match, and that can make the difference between getting a callback and being filtered out automatically. Now, I want to be clear here. Certifications can get you through the filter, but not through the interview. They're conversation starters. Once you're in the room, employers want to see how you've actually applied those skills. So don't just say, I have a project management certificate. Pair it with a story. Using those principles, I led a cross-functional team and delivered a project on time and under budget. That's how you bring certifications to life, by connecting them to real results. And an interview hack, be sure to print the relevant ones and bring them to your interview. Handing them to the interviewer gives them something to reference after you've left the boardroom for your meeting. And this is something I've seen again and again when hiring. Candidates who could link their certifications to real-world outcomes always stood out more than the ones who just listed credentials like bullet points. The cert might have opened the door, But their story of applying it is what actually landed the job. And after you've left, that's what I'm talking about as well. The bottom line is certifications won't magically transform your career. But when combined with ATS visibility and real-world application, they can be a powerful edge in today's crowded job market. All right, now let's get practical. With hundreds of thousands of certifications out there, how do you pick the ones that actually matter? So here's the checklist I suggest. Number one, research ROI. Look at data. The Burning Glass Institute has shown that only about 1 in 8 certifications leads to meaningful pay increases. If the credential doesn't have evidence behind it, I'd think twice. Number two, scan job postings. Go on LinkedIn or Indeed and pay attention to the keywords that show up again and again. If cloud engineer roles list AWS or Azure, or data roles list SQL and Python, those are the certifications that'll actually get you noticed. Number three, look for employer partnerships. Certifications designed with companies in mind tend to carry more weight. Think Google Career Certificates, AWS, or Microsoft Azure Training. Employers trust them because they're tied directly to the platforms that they use. Number four, prioritize relevance over prestige. A focused, industry-recognized credential beats a generic executive certificate from a big-name school every time. Relevance wins jobs. Number five, stack strategically. Don't stop at one. Build a ladder that shows progression. So for example, cloud and IT. Start off at AWS Cloud Practitioner. Move on to AWS Solutions Architect, and finish off with your CISSP. A data example, start off with SQL Foundations, move towards Google Data Analytics, then go into advanced Python or machine learning. Stacking not only deepens your expertise, it also creates a clear career story. Employers can see your trajectory, and that's powerful. So here's the bottom line. Certifications are not magic bullets, but they can absolutely help your job search if you choose wisely. The certifications that pay off are in areas of high demand and scarce skills, like cloud, data analytics, and cybersecurity. The ones that don't? Overpriced, generic, or prestige-driven programs that don't align with employer needs. If you're thinking about your next career move, focus less on logos and more on value. Choose certifications that prove you can solve the problems employers are hiring for right now. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube so you don't miss the next one. Until next time, this is Tech It For Me. Thanks for listening.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.